Now, we're going to talk about a little discussed problem which has surfaced because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's the issue of child custody. For some workers on the front line who share the custody of their children with former partners, COVID-19 can bring serious issues, especially for those still going through the court process of who actually has custody and how you share the children. To help us gain an insight, I've been speaking to Jodi Lazar from the University of Texas. She's a law professor there and family lawyer in the US city of Austin.
Virtually every single family that is no longer an intact family with children and they are sharing time, parents have had to address how they're going to handle the quarantine. And in some cases, you know, families are able to see eye to eye about how they want to handle the separation with their children. And in other cases, they do not see eye to eye. And we've had to deal with that in our family law practice just about every single day since we started our stay at home, which is about 21 days ago.
And are you finding that you're getting cases of frontline workers, people who would be deemed more at risk? If one party works in that field, the other party, who might have been quite amenable up to that point to how the procedures were going, is now not so happy for understandable reasons.
In Texas, I'm in Texas, and we had the good fortune of having the Texas Supreme Court make emergency orders immediately when our state started to lock down and go into stay-at-home orders, so that it preserved a parent's parenting time if they already had a court order that allowed them to have a possession schedule. The Texas Supreme Court came in and said that parties are to follow the orders in place. So if we have frontline workers here in Texas and they are separated or divorced and they have a court order that gives them possession schedule, then they are in the position that they get possession of their children. And a non-frontline worker parent is not allowed to unilaterally refuse to send the children to that parent. Now, if there are true safety concerns that need to be addressed, then the parent who believes that the order needs to be changed because of coronavirus needs to file a motion with the court to make a temporary change in the current possession schedule.
Not always easy in a situation where people are getting divorced.
Well, yes, but I put that out there because I think that this is an issue for every single parent who is no longer still with the co-parent. So there are many families that are able to come to agreement on their own or with the help of attorneys through virtual mediation to spend a couple of hours, half a day, just hashing out what the agreement, what the proper rules are going to be for this family that will meet their needs during the coronavirus time. But of course, very often, families cannot make those decisions together, and they have power disparities. And one side just says, this is what I'm going to do, and too bad. And the other side feels like, well, I'm going to have to hire a lawyer. I don't want to do that, so I'm stuck with this. And that's not true. You should reach out to an attorney to negotiate for you a parenting time schedule during coronavirus that is in effect, that meets the needs of your children and both parents, so that both parents can see their kids, because kids need to see both parents.
Jodi Lazar from the University of Texas, she's a law professor there, and her advice is go online wherever you're listening in the world, because there will be access to parents in this situation, which is free of charge in most territories.